Hi there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and we are on VBS Radio. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom, and we have some very interesting things to talk about tonight. I have two questions that we want to start out with here. I just got to get them up on my computer. And want to send a wonderful hello to all those people who are out there in California, as well as there was also looking for, here's another number. I know that there was another question. I got to find it. I'm sorry. I thought I had it right here. Well, hello. Just a minute. Okay, so there was a lady who called, who actually gave me, sent me a question about her business. And I told her that I would be doing it, I would be going ahead and answering her questions this week. So if that lady is listening, if she would do a hit, if she would go ahead and send me that information again, I would be happy to, because it was a perfect question for this week. So I just want to see if that. Sorry, start so slow here. Okay, so anyway, so we're talking about marketing this week, and we're talking about marketing your business. We're talking about doing what you truly love. We're talking about you calling in and asking questions about how you can get your business going, and those kinds of things. So just wanted to let that – there was – I'm really – anyway, this I remember the question because I read it online, and but I don't have this lady's legal name, and that's the problem. That's what I was looking for. What happened was she was asking that she is starting out, she's kind of at a crossroads in her business, and she wanted information about how to move forward on her business and how to market her business. And so let's just start with that for the time being. One of the things that's important about marketing your business is, first of all, you have to have the right business. And what's very important, people are wanting to know what their purpose is. They want to understand what is the most important piece that they can do to help themselves and help humanity. And the reality is that it's going to be absolutely key that you are working in something that you love to do. It's very hard to materialize a business that you are not totally in love with. And so that's one of the things that you really want to look at. Am I really doing what I truly want to do? And that's going to be so, so important. The other piece is that it's really about taking a look at when your most successful time in your life was. The reason that's important is because whenever we're manifesting, we want to manifest when we can go ahead and move deep into the idea of aligning with spirit. And when you felt the most successful is when you were truly aligning with spirit. And so I want you just to take a moment now and really think about when you felt the most aligned with spirit. And then hopefully this lady just sent it to me. I am Dolores, you're a darling. Thanks for listening. Okay, here's a question. Okay, her name is Dolores, and her question is regarding the business that she just started. Ah, actually, I was thinking about somebody else's question. This is great. She's trying to get her own internet business going, and she's currently selling jewelry, and she wants to start an online consignment shop. And what she would like to know is if this idea will be a successful one, or is there some other kind of business I should be starting? Okay, so now here's, Dee, what you have to look at is first of all, let's take a look at the intention. Okay? You know, it's interesting. Um, you have a Polish last name, but I've got to tell you, when I look at it, it reminds me of magnificent. And it reminds me of the word magnificent. And I want you to just move into your own light and look at what your true purpose is for getting the internet business started. And you can call in anytime, and anybody who wants to call in, you can call in at 415-762-1161, or you can try 530-413-4511. Or if that doesn't work, you can try 530-413-4515. And so the idea here is that when you ask the question, will this be successful or should I try some other kind of business? What's happening here is that if you're doing the business just to make dollars without fulfillment, then it's going to be very hard to promote, and it's going to be very hard for you to align with, is what we start out with. Now, what's important here is that selling jewelry as a on a consignment shop is a very interesting idea. So it would seem that you would actually allow people, this is what I'm getting from the records, what they're saying is you would allow people to quote unquote rent space with their pictures on your site, and then you take a commission for it. It's not like people are going to send you their jewelry, or is it? In other words, like that's not what that I'm not clear on that. The idea here is that you want to make this as simple and as easy as possible. And the reason that's important is because what I'm also hearing is that up to this point, you have been very burdened with other people's stuff. And this is a breakthrough for you in standing on your own. And getting an internet business, especially one that you enjoy, would really give you the opportunity to do what you love because it's a 24-hour business. You can literally run an internet business at 4 o'clock in the morning if you want, and you don't have to be at it on normal business hours. And what's going on here is that the burdens you've been carrying have to do with trying to please other people. And so it's very important that especially if you're trying to get a business going for yourself, that you decide that on the business that will please you, that makes you happy. And there's something about not having to be responsible for extra inventory that's important here. So what I'm hearing is that the consignment is a virtual consignment. So all you're holding on to are the pictures of the jewelry. And that the money, although the money goes through you or your site, the jewelry gets sent out by the people who have it. There's something, it doesn't feel right. There's something missing there, and I don't know what it is. I would really love it if you would call in so I could actually talk to you. It's so much better when I have vibrations. Anyway, so here's what's important for you to look at, is that marketing this business is going to take you doing a few things. Number one, you're going to have to actually start blogging on the jewelry you're selling. What's really going to be important is that people are going to want to know about this, and you can advertise with banner advertising. I don't think I have to tell you about that. But there's something about blogging about jewelry that, and just talking about what you love about it, talking about what pieces you just got in, talking about how it could be accessory to things, would be one of the great ways to get your site together and promote it online. So, but there's all, I keep hearing that there is something blocking you. It's almost like you're afraid to try, and I don't know what that's all about, so I want some clarity. There, the piece here has to do with the fear of moving forward. And the fear of moving forward has to do with other people's opinions. So it's going to be very important that you not look at other people's opinions as much as you look at what you truly want to do and move forward in ways that you know are proven to be successful. And so, again, if you would like to call in and talk to me personally, that's great. You can call me on the radio tonight. Hello? Is that you? Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Is this Dee? Yes, it is.
Okay, Dee, talk to me. Tell me what's going on here.
Okay, I don't think I put my question correctly. What I'm doing for an online business is I'm selling jewelry, plus I'm having a separate business, which is an online consignment shop.
Okay, yeah, okay. So talk about what are the challenges here that you want answers to?
I just want to know if that's a good field for me to go into. Will it be successful, or is there... I feel like, you know, you made the comment that something was missing, and I feel that too.
Right.
I'm trying to find out what
that is. Why isn't your heart in this?
I'm sorry?
Where is your heart? It was like, what I'm hearing is your heart's not really in this. You want it to be, but for whatever reason, somehow the passion's not there.
I need to be able to financially support myself.
I'm sorry?
I need to be able to support myself.
And so how have you supported yourself up to this point?
Well, I was working doing medical billing, but I don't want to do that anymore. I'm laid off right now.
Okay. So what the feeling here is that it's almost like you're grabbing at straws. What is that about?
Well, I don't know, because I wouldn't really say that myself. I mean, I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I see that it could really be a neat project, and I'm kind of happy about that. I just feel like there's an aspect of it that I need to add, but I'm not sure what that is.
The aspect in the consignment or the aspect in the jewelry?
Yeah, on the consignment side of it, yes. Because that's going to really be the business. The jewelry is just kind of supplementing things while I get the consignment shop up and running.
And you're not going to be holding this merchandise. Other people are going to send it from their homes. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And so it sounds like it's an eBay.
Well, I want it to be a step up from that, quite honestly.
That,
it's not going to be auctioned on.
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry?
Define what you mean step up.
Well, it's not going to be an auction, you know. It's going to be just like a consignment shop, except that it's going to be online, which means it's going to be available to many more people than just a local community.
Well, but I'm saying is Craigslist is free. So what you want to do is a combination between Craigslist with no auction. Is that right? But you want people to rent space?
Yeah, basically,
space?
yes. A lot of people, at least in my area, shy away from Craigslist because there's been so much crime coming off because of it, because people meet and so many things are happening that people are looking for an alternative to Craigslist.
Okay. All right. So that's one of the ways that you want to market your business. Is that right? So you want to differentiate yourself from Craigslist.
Right.
And so what you want to understand is, what's interesting is what you're asking for are guarantees. And the reality is that the guarantees are within you, not the Akashic Records.
Okay.
The reason that's important for you to understand.
I didn't really feel that I was looking for guarantees, but maybe you're right.
But take a look at it. You want to know if this is going to be successful.
Or what I really wanted to know, more than if it's going to be successful, is there some way that I can use it to... I really don't know how to explain it. I just have a gut feeling that there's something I need to be doing with it that I'm missing. Does that make sense?
It does. But the idea is, do you have your business plan down? Do you understand what you want to do with this? I mean, do you understand how it's going to work?
Yes.
And do you have the software down?
No, I do not have that down yet, no.
What I'm hearing is, once you figure out the software, you're going to figure out where the hole is.
Okay.
Because there's something else that's going on here, and they're not showing me what it is. But what I'm hearing is that getting this consignment shop together will actually lead you to a place where you'll decide what you truly want to do.
Okay.
And so it's really going to be important that you really map things out before you start spending money on stuff.
Okay. That makes
perfect
sense.
So do your research.
Okay.
Okay. And as far as anything else, if you're talking about trying to make a living, what do you want? If you could have it any way you wanted and money was not an issue, what would you do?
If money was not an issue, I would have a farm, a huge farm where there would be a lot of animals, where there would be a school for children to be able to come and learn how to live off the land, work with crystals, learn meditation, learn aromatherapy, learn how to connect to their higher selves and stay there and always be connected and learn how to live the way we're supposed to.
And so what you're saying is that's where your heart is.
That's where my heart is, yes, ma'am.
Now, what if you were to be able to create a website that taught all that without actually having to be on the farm?
That would be incredible.
Maybe that's what's missing.
Yeah, I never thought of that. That's okay. Okay. That sends me in a whole new direction, and I like that idea.
Yeah, and so the idea is it's really about, instead of consigning people's products or stuff, what you want to do is work with healers and teachers and that have the same vision as you do and create a website that people can log on to and either download courses or take the courses and make it possible for children to take the courses because their parents have found the site.
Right.
What you really want to do is create a sustainable website that can build into an actual location, right?
Right.
Doesn't that feel better?
Yeah, it does, very much so. Yes, thank you very much. That actually excites me.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes. I have grandchildren. I'd love to have them know about it.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So you see, folks, if you can come up with the question, your inner being has the answer. And that question is really important. If you could do anything in the world and money were not an issue, what would you want to do? And how can you actually take that dream and move it into a reality? If you could do it any way you wanted it, what would it be? Now, we had talked about I actually offer a class on it's called Prosperity Marketing Through the Akashic Records, and it's a 2-day workshop, And it helps people really move into their core about what they want to create in their life, as well as it helps them with business plans. It helps them with, even if they're not going into business, it helps them move closer on their paths because it deals with a lot of beliefs. And so when we're talking about marketing through the Akashic Records, one of the things that I've been talking to the record keepers about, the master teachers and loved ones, is that people have faith and trust and want to go with this flow, but there's a discrepancy here. And the discrepancy is that you want something, so I want it, and then the fear comes is I can't have it. And you talk yourself out of that you can get it, and then another fear comes is I'm afraid to get it. And so what it's really important for you to do is look at what underlying beliefs or fears there are that are blocking you from getting clear about what it is you truly want to do. So what you need to do is neutralize and melt and dissipate the energies of these lower level beliefs and structures. So it's really important for you to really look at what are your beliefs about success? Just take a look. What are some of the beliefs about success that you have? One of the questions that I teach within the workshop is how can I move forward in harmony with my divine plan of service to humanity and my contract to myself? And then one of the things that's also important is I was working with the records and we were talking about intention, and the record Master's Teachers and Loved Ones came forward with a great definition. I'm wondering if I wrote that down somewhere. The difference between intention and will. And intention is the action. How does this go now? It had to do with will and desire and intention. Bring that back for me. I see. So will is the action that manifests the intention. So in other words, so let's say you have an intention to do something, that your will or your willpower moves forward into the action. So if in fact you have an intention, or you think you have an intention to want to do something, and you're not willing, quote unquote, to do it, then you really need to look at what your true intention is and where the intention is coming. And that's what I was talking about before, about the difference between wanting something and being afraid to have it, or wanting something and thinking you can't get it. So when you come up with an intention, it's really about noting the intention and then allowing the will to motivate you to act on that intention. So the will is the action. So you know how people say willpower, but the reality is it really has more to do with the desire and the intention, and that combined with the will is get you where you want to go. I hope I'm making some sense here to you. Love to have a conversation with somebody about this. If you want to, give me a call at 415-762-1161, or you can dial in to 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515. So let's just see if there are some folks here that have emailed some more questions. Actually, there was a question that's a little off subject here, and I'm going to move to that until somebody calls in and talks to me about what they want to do with the marketing of their business. One of the things that one of the questions I had is that the question is, I was wondering if you could help me with a situation involving a friend. A friend of mine asked a psychic to do a healing on her boyfriend, and the psychic did not get permission from the boyfriend, and the boyfriend has not been told about this at all. The psychic claims to have permission from the boyfriend's guides, and I explained the permission has to come from the human person, and just because this particular person that's asking me, asking the question of the master's teachers and loved ones, is also a student of mine. So what she notes here is there are times where one can pray for others, send healing angels, or connect to their higher selves and invite them to a healing meditation. Here's the real question. Could you explain the importance of asking direct permission of a friend or loved one prior to any type of healing or consultation? Absolutely. There are a variety of different opinions on this. The way the masters, teachers, and loved ones have outlined it for my work with the work of the Akashic Records, is that we don't open anyone's records without their permission. We have to have the direct permission. And the way we work with that is I want to work with someone within that I want to see and have be helped. I ask, how can I best serve, or what does, you know, this person need from me? The other piece is that the other opinion is that if you just send energy or send healing, the higher self then has the choice to receive it or not receive it, and they don't have to take it. The reality here is that we are on a permission-based wavelength. It's always important to ask permission. And yet there are times where when you can't ask permission, you can actually connect with your higher self and ask your higher self to take the energy to that other person. Actually, you ask your higher self to go from them to the other person's higher self. And if it's appropriate, and remember the point here, if it's appropriate, the higher self will take that energy, that prayer, or that healing. But we forget, you know, in many ways we as humans are extremely powerful. But the reality is that no one heals without the divine. No one shifts their thinking unless they truly want to and are understanding what the consequences are as if they don't. Nobody moves into forgiveness unless they know truly want and are ready to forgive. Forgiveness doesn't happen unless it's truly wanted. You can't say, well, I forgive you, but in your heart you don't forgive them. You're just using the words. It doesn't work that way. A person cannot be healed because somebody else said, I got from their guides, I can heal them. It doesn't work that way. Because the individual needs to be aware of what they are asking for. So the reality here is that permission is paramount from the conscious point of view. But the underlying reality is that is that no one can manipulate anyone else without their energetic permission. That's like saying a human, that's like saying voodoo works, you know? That's like saying that someone can put a spell on you or a curse on you. It's like, where's God in all this? The divine is all there is. And as long as you bathe yourself in light and you move into a space of light, then that's what's important. Now, as far as this person's boyfriend is concerned, if this man needs healing, he should be the one that's asking for it. If this woman is asking for healing for her boyfriend so he'll love her more, that's manipulation. That's not healing. That's manipulation. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to have someone get healed just so they could love me. Because that's not real love, now is it? So, any questions on that? Any discussions on that? Please give me a call. So tonight is August 1st. I want to just mention that my granddaughter's birthday is today. We had a wonderful party. She's 5 years old, and she's my heart. I have a lot of grandchildren. I have four biological grandchildren, and they are my heart. And my one little princess, she was 5 years old today, and I love her dearly. And I send lots of love to her on a regular basis, because she's very sweet. She's very smart, and she's very beautiful, but not because of those reasons. It's because she looks like my daughter. She acts like my daughter. I love my daughter, and I love her children, and I love my son's children. And they're just a part of me. You know, they're just a part of me. So I want to wish her a wonderful happy birthday as she sleeps in her little bed right now, and hope she has sweet dreams. Anyway, back to the show and back to your questions. One of the comments, if you were listening last week, we were talking about animals. And what's interesting is that we were talking about someone's cockatoo and a cockatiel. I don't know if I said that right. But it was very interesting because she was she listened to what we had to say, and from what I understand on her response was that it was very accurate, and she thought that the information was really amazing. But she had a question about whether or not the animal was getting the right nutrition. And what I wanted to share with you about the nutrition of that sweet little bird is that, you know, it's amazing. Animals really know what's right for them. And as long as the vet has said that the animal is getting the proper nutrition, that's what you need to look at. But I'm still getting is there needs to be some kind of vitamin drops in there, in his food or her food, to help her along. Just because, again, she's been on regular food for so long. I mean, I don't want to call it man's food, but not wild food. It's manufactured food. I guess that's the best way to explain that. So just want to make that comment. Okay. All right. So here's my situation. I really want to talk to you. I want you to send me some questions. But the reality is I can't talk if you don't talk back. And I would love to have you send some questions in. And otherwise, there's no point in me talking to myself here. And the record keepers have given me some very interesting information that I've tried to share with you tonight. And I'd love to be able to share more. But I work best when you talk to me, when you call and ask me for questions. So the telephone numbers here again are 415-762-1161 or 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515. So, one of the questions that I had been talking with a friend of mine about is, what percentage am I currently in reaction to the circumstances or events in my life? And that's a very interesting question you may want to ask yourself. What percentage are you currently in reaction to the circumstances or events in your life? What are you reacting to rather than responding and handling? How is your life being manipulated by your circumstances? And I think that's a very important question that needs to be answered. Because when you can get clear about what your reactions are rather than your, you know, rather than responding and taking care of it, there's a reaction is like a knee-jerk reaction. A response is something that's contemplated, planned, and understood. So that would be something interesting for you to really look at. And here's the other thing I'd like to share with you. Doing this program is probably one of the most fun things I can think of to do on a weekly basis. I love talking to you, and I love interacting with you. However, I'm going to talk for a few more minutes, and then if you don't talk back to me, then I'm going to close the show because I'm tired, and I'm tired of talking to me. So call me if you want to talk. Call me if you have a question. Call me if there's something I can help you with. That's what this is all about. Otherwise, I'm going to go to sleep because it's very early here. Actually, it's very late here. It's very early probably in California. But I'm tired, and I've had a long day, and I love you deeply, and I deeply want to be of service. Being of service is something that I find extremely important. And the way I know that I'm being of service is if somebody calls and they ask questions or they email me. Now, you can email me a question if you'd like, and you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And that's my private email, and you can email me questions. That would be great. You can call in to the lines tonight at 415-762-1161 or 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515. Or you can call me privately when I'm off the air at 216-691-1233. And I will be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Okay? All right. Well, I love you very much, and I hope I answered some questions tonight. And with that, I'm going to say goodnight. It's been a pleasure, and I hope you have a good evening. And I'm going to say from Akashic Wisdom, this is Donna Fox and the Masters, Teachers, and Loved Ones saying have a good evening, and I'll talk to you next week. Good night.